Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, exploring the issues that impact our community, providing an in-depth analysis of the latest national discussion, and hitting the issues hard in a thoughtful, passionate, and provocative way. We have another thought-provoking show for you this morning. The Ebola virus has claimed hundreds of lives in several countries in West Africa. The deadly virus, which began spreading from Guinea to Liberia and Sierra Leone in recent weeks, has claimed the life of an American from Minnesota. Two other Americans, one from Fort Worth, Texas, the other Charlotte, North Carolina, are being treated for the deadly virus. This morning, we're going to talk about the impact Ebola is having on Liberia, as well as the other countries on the west coast of Africa, with the founder and CEO of a residential facility that cares for orphan children in Liberia. We're going to talk about that here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Joining me this morning is Amelia Blackett, CEO of CCBM Incorporated, organization for orphan children in Liberia, a 501c3 organization working to provide children of Liberia a safe and stable environment and an opportunity to experience bright futures in the face of wars, hunger, and disease. Also joining me is Ms. Cherry Williams, who works closely with CCBM and is partnering with the organization to help provide medical supplies and care packages for Liberia as the West Coast region of Africa navigate the Ebola crisis. Amelia, Cherry, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, too.
Absolutely. You're getting your glasses out, and you're getting prepared. You're ready for this one.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, ladies, again, I want to thank you for coming on and talking about this very important topic. One of the interesting things about having this opportunity is to make sure that folks know what is going on and give some clarity about some of the things that are happening on the African continent and how it affects us here in the United States. But first, I want to play an audio clip from CNN about the Ebola virus and how it's impacting folks over in the on the African continent. Take a listen.
Uh-huh. Naturalized U.S. citizen Patrick Sawyer was hoping to fly home to Minnesota next month to celebrate his daughter's birthdays. The Ebola virus changed everything.
With Patrick's death, it's hit our front door because he was well known in the community. Like, everyone knew him, so everyone feels like they've lost, like, their best friend or their brother.
His wife DeConti and their three children now left mourning and wondering how it could happen. After visiting his infected sister, Sawyer flew from Liberia to Nigeria and became violently ill.
He departed on the plane initially with no symptoms. He reported being symptomatic on arrival. So he was vomiting, and he then turned himself over. Basically, he made it known that he wasn't feeling well.
Sawyer was quarantined upon landing and died just 5 days later. But what about all the passengers and the crew on Sawyer's plane? Ebola does not spread through the air, making it difficult but not impossible to catch.
The problem is that we all have breaks in our hands, even if you don't see it. Looking at your hands right now, you may not see any open wounds. We all have them. And even if a small amount of any of these bodily fluids that's infected with Ebola gets on your hand, at that point, it's kind of too late.
A-Sky Airlines, which flies in the region, has now voluntarily instituted airport medical screening as well as passenger education.
The real key is to make sure that someone who has any symptoms at all isn't getting on a plane, and that's a challenging thing to do.
The CDC says it is very unlikely Ebola could spread to others on a plane. However,
because people do travel between West Africa and the U.S., CDC needs to be prepared for the very remote possibility that one of those travelers could get Ebola and return to the U.S. while sick.
At this point, the Ebola infection is confined to the African continent, with more than 670 confirmed and suspected deaths. Two American healthcare workers are currently fighting the infection.
Now, that is some scary stuff, ladies.
Yes, yes.
Now, Amelia, you run a residential facility that cares for a number of children in Liberia. The Ebola virus obviously is taking a toll on that country. How are the folks over there in Liberia, particularly the children that you care for, how are they doing so far?
So far, they are doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I have called and told them what they need to do.
Yeah.
How they can take care, washing their hands, keeping away from the crowd, and being at home.
Yeah.
Still, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what I read and see on TV, this is what I tell them to do, and they are following orders so far.
Yeah, yeah. What about the caretakers? Are they adhering to your directives?
Oh, yes, they are. They're carrying it out. They're teaching the children what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, my children, they are on lockdown. The people who taking care of them are all on lockdown. They can't go home. They have to be there until we hear something good out of Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
For right now, I give God the glory. That's under control right now.
Now, tell me about lockdown. What specifically is lockdown?
I mean,
lockdown?
Nobody go home. You stay on campus. They call you on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
You stay
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go and come because basically what we heard, just talking to someone, shaking someone's hands, you can get the virus if you have a wound on your hand.
An open wound.
Open wound. So I don't know what's really going on with them there.
Yeah.
I prefer everybody being there and stay put until we hear more about what we can do to control Ebola better.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Cherry, the outbreak started in Guinea and has made its way to Liberia and Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys, you ladies, are paying close attention to this, but how has the government responding to this issue?
Well, right now, the government is trying to see whatever they can do to protect the people of Liberia. This is a dangerous virus, and we have to attack it right away. Otherwise, a lot of people will die. So the government, right now, I watched TV this morning to try to do the best, alert people, because most people don't really. We here in the United States, we see it on television.
Yeah.
But for there, in Liberia, you know, I talk to my sisters and my brothers, and it's like, you know, they don't have any idea because I guess they don't see people dying. Mm-hmm. So they don't really know. So right now the government is going around and letting the people know what to do, how to take care of themselves.
Are you satisfied with how the government has responded?
Well, hopefully, you know, we're praying that they do much better. They get to the people early, you know, especially people far away from the city, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In the rural areas, they need to get to them because, you see, through the border, a lot of people move in and out. So there they have to go there and alert the people, you know, tell them about the virus. And then we need a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Medication, people, volunteers to come here and help. Yeah. The people there.
Yeah.
But I think they right now they're trying, they know the effect of this virus, so they're trying to do whatever they can do.
Now, Amelia and Cherry, you both here are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You have family back home. How are you coping with all of this?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very scary. I talked to my sisters. And I told them, I said, look, no shaking hands, no hugging.
And those are natural inclinations that
we have as
human beings.
Yeah. And people won't know. You see a friend, you bring in your arm.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I told them, you have to be a light.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home. Don't move around. You know, be careful what you eat, what you drink. You know, because it's sad.
But children are naturally free. They have a free spirit. So it's almost, it's disappointing that they have to be quarantined in this way. And Amelia, because you're running a residential facility, how has the government responded to those particular areas where residential facilities are caring for different children and caring for orphans? How have they responded to organizations like yours?
Well, Talking to the people who runs the mission in Liberia, they haven't told me what anything about the government responding to them or telling them anything. Mm-hmm. What they told us that the president went on the air and she spoke that the virus in Liberia, everybody should be careful.
Yeah.
They shouldn't get in groups. They shouldn't shake hands. And they should be careful what they eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically, she's just talking to the public and talking to everybody.
Yeah.
So it left with them now to heal and do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. You see, in Liberia, the people don't have the opportunity to have different TV like we have here, video, radio. Not everybody have it.
Yeah.
So it's like word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder getting people to know what's going on when we don't have all of these equipments of, we don't have what we have in America, educating them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, according to the World Health Organization, there are well over 1,000 cases of Ebola in the region, with Sierra Leone seeing the greater number of cases, 525. And unfortunately, there are 679 confirmed deaths due to Ebola. Again, this is some really scary stuff here.
Yeah, it's scary. It's sad.
It's scary.
It's very sad.
Yeah. Now, in terms of preparation to help people navigate this particular outbreak, are you preparing people in the United States to help?
Yes. Right now, we need gloves. We need Clorox. I'll read it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
We need alcohol. We need medical masks. We need sanitizers. We need medical hat, gowns, gauze, hydrogen peroxide, antibiotic webs, bandages, gauze, and etc. Basically, we need more Clorox, as I was told this morning,
mm-hmm.
because it will kill a lot of the viruses that are there.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what we're ready to need immediately.
Yeah. Now, according to CNN, Dr. Kent Brantley of Fort Worth, Texas, has had been treating Ebola patients in Monrovia. He's the medical director for the Ebola Consolidated Management Center in Monrovia and works with the relief agency Samaritan's Purse. He's infected. Nancy Reitball, and this is what really caught my attention this week,
mm-hmm.
is Nancy Reitball, because she is from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah,
she's
mm-hmm.
from here,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and she is employed by Serving Mission,
right.
and she's infected with Ebola and is currently being treated. And Patrick Sawyer,
yeah.
As indicated at the top of the hour, he's gone. He passed away from this.
Yeah.
And what makes this scary is the potential for this to spread throughout the United States.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's true that it could affect American people, but I'm not going to say it's not something for us to worry about here right now, because mm-hmm. it's under control.
Mm-hmm.
It's really under control here. You know, what we need to worry about right now is helping like Africa to stop the viruses from spreading so wildly that it won't spread anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. How would they be able to do that, though?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you.
Maybe if the international communities can come together, like ECOWAS, United Nations, to see what it can do, and other countries, you know, to help.
Yeah.
Because, you see, we can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that other communities, international communities, try to see if they can take some
action.
To help the people, educate them, and then treat the virus, because this virus is deadly.
Yeah. Now,
deadly.
Yeah. How has the Liberian community here in Charlotte, because there is a large population of folks from Liberia here, how have they responded to this?
Right now, everybody trying to figure out what they can do. This is why we having all these small organizations gathering together to see what we can put together to send to Liberia
mm-hmm.
to help our people.
Yeah,
we all are getting involved. It's not a one-man campaign. Yeah. Everybody is getting involved, so state to state.
Yeah.
So this is something that, you know, where since I've been in America, my first time seeing Liberia, African getting involved. We are involved. Really, really involved.
Well, you've been doing a lot of work. I can testify to that. You've been doing a Herculean effort to not only help folks in Liberia, but you've been doing that here in the United States as well. Now, one of the interesting things about, because organizations are gathering right now, and you have launched a new effort. Talk a little bit about that effort, because I find it interesting that when we are faced with an emergency, that there are people who are willing to sacrifice their own time, their efforts, their resources to make sure that people are aware of what is going on. So talk a little bit about a dollar a day campaign saving lives against Ebola in Liberia.
Yeah. Yes, I came up with this idea, dollar a day campaign saving lives against Ebola in Liberia. This is sponsored by the president of CCBN organization and friends of the Liberian community. I will read what I wrote here. Read the concerned Liberians are crying out to the international world and community to please hear our cry in America and help us get Ebola out of Africa. Our needs are medical supplies such as Clorox, alcohol, medical masks, gloves, sanitizer, medical hats, guns, gauze, hydrogen peroxide, antibiotic webs, bandages, gloves, and etc. You can make this donation as I follow at 7902 J.E. Deputy Harris Boulevard, Suite 128, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
I'm interested to know how has the church responded to this crisis?
Pick that up.
Go ahead, Jerry.
We talked this morning, Amelia and I, and she involving other pastors into this, and they talk about helping, you know, relating to the congregation and enlightening them about the problems in Liberia and what we can do, you know, to promote and help the people of Liberia. And as for the Liberian organizations, we have organizations in each state, and we're going to reach out to them to see and have a meeting with them what we can do, you know, to come together and help the people of Monrovia.
Now, the disease is usually acquired when a person comes into contact with the blood or bodily fluids of an infected animal, such as a monkey or fruit bat. Fruit bats are believed to carry and spread the virus without being affected by it. Once infection of a human occurs, the disease may be spread from one person to another. People who survive may be able to transmit the disease sexually for nearly 2 months. To make the diagnosis, typically other diseases with similar symptoms, such as malaria, cholera, and other viral fevers are first excluded. The blood may then be tested for antibodies to the virus or the viral RNA or the virus itself to confirm the diagnosis. Prevention includes decreasing the spread of the disease from infected monkeys and pigs to humans. This may be done by checking these types of animals for infection and killing and properly disposing of the bodies if the disease is discovered. Properly cooking meat and wearing protective clothing when handling meat may also be helpful, as is wearing protective clothing and washing hands when around a person who has the disease. Samples of bodily fluids and tissues from people with the disease should be handled with special caution. There is no single treatment for the virus.
Wow.
And could you imagine the amount of effort to get folks educated about this?
Yeah.
It is an astounding thing. The incubation period between when someone is infected and display symptoms is 2 to 21 days. Interesting. Has any of your family members or friends traveled to the region recently?
Well, right now, they all one place.
Here in the United States?
No, back home. Because we're seeing everything, we're hearing everything. So we call them to enlighten them. You have to do this. You have to do that. Don't travel. You know, don't shake hands.
Well, what about folks here in the United States? Obviously, you have friends and family here as well. So have they been traveling to the region at all?
No.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Are you urging them to your loved ones to avoid going back home?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a trip to go home in December because I was trying to go home to do a groundbreaking for the mission. Mm-hmm. I had to cancel it. But I was taking some folks with me. Right now, it's not safe going home. I will not tell anybody to risk their life and come back and raise ours.
Yeah.
We have to wait until we hear something about this Ebola, if there's kill or high, you know, it can be under control. Mm-hmm. There's no way for nobody to travel to Africa right now.
Yeah.
I won't tell you to do it. I won't do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is right
now. But if they're insisting on going home, perhaps a family emergency or something like that, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's a difficult thing to tell someone what not to do.
They will not go, believe me. Yeah. They will not go.
Yeah. I mean, if the force itself, it's right on, now, they're stopping, if you go, to return, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. And a lot of airlines have stopped going in.
Yes.
So it's very, very difficult, even going through the borders.
Yeah. Nobody going to go home right now.
Yeah.
We have to do safety. Safety comes first right now.
Right.
And we have to follow the rules of safety.
Yeah.
And if we can't follow the rules of safety, then no need of us asking for help.
Right. Now, God forbid any of your kids become infected that are under your care. In the event that it does happen, how do you plan to respond to that?
I don't know. I don't even want to comment on that because it's a heightened feelings right now. Mm-hmm. But only thing I can say right now, it's in God's hand.
Yeah.
All I do every day, every night, I pray, ask God to favor them, favor Africa, favor the people.
Yeah,
there's nothing I can do now but to keep it in prayers. This is not my battle to fight; it's God's battle.
Now, the folks in Guinea and Sierra Leone, obviously, there are some folks here in the United States who have family members there as well. I'm curious, though, when you think about the potential for this to happen in the United States, there might be an issue of xenophobia that occurs here. You know, folks have a tendency to become very restrictive and very prejudiced, and there's some bigotry that might be exuded as a result. And Africa has always had to combat the stereotypes that's always hurled at the continent. Are you concerned at all about xenophobia, about prejudice, about instances of fear that might be hurled, again, at people from Liberia, particularly in Africa in general?
It will, but to tell you the truth, it's not one of our big worries right now.
Yeah.
This is something that we deal with all our life in America, being alone, you know. This is not an issue for us right now.
The issue
is taking care of Ebola in Africa. Mm-hmm. We don't care about people's opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah.
What matters most is for us to fight that battle in Africa. This battle, it's not ours to fight. It's the Lord. God. Look back. Well, it can happen anywhere. Africa, America, Europe, anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We were not looking for this illness or these viruses in Liberia, Africa. Mm-hmm. It just came upon us.
Yeah.
So any criticism, anybody want to say anything, we just give God the glory. Because you don't know where your enemy going to be.
Because
we didn't ask for this. Yeah. We only want you to know we did not ask for this.
Yeah.
Because it's a disease. It's a virus.
Yeah.
And as people move around, it spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So the world have to take concern to do something about it. Mm-hmm. You know, to bring it down, you know, to get it other people. Because we as
control
human beings, we travel, we move places. You know, I mean, anybody can catch it, not rich or poor or young and old. Anybody can catch it. So our main reason being here is to enlighten the people, enlighten the organizations to see what they can do. And then we too, we need help. We're also trying to help our people to see whatever we can do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, by these small donations and whatnot.
Now, with the Peace Corps pulling 108 volunteers in Guinea and 130 volunteers in Sierra Leone and an equal amount in Liberia, are you afraid the humanitarian aid and the medical needs of the folks there in the region, are you afraid that that might dry up as a result of the Ebola outbreak here?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, all people put in, they have to do something.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
But with regard to the medical aid
and
the humanitarian aid that Liberia receives from the United States and other areas, are you concerned that because of the Ebola virus that some of that aid might be taken out as a result of the Peace Corps pulling out its volunteers?
Well, that's what we are hearing. This is what we are afraid of. Because if these people are pulled out of Africa, then what becomes of Africa?
Yeah.
What becomes of Africa? This is scary. It's a heightened feeling. We have our family. We have our children. We have our loved ones there.
Yes.
And if everybody turn their backs on us, who do we have to depend on, even though we depend on God? But we still need men to help us out.
Yeah.
Right now, we live in America. We are citizens here. We are pleading to Obama, we are pleading to the government to do something about our country.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do. We are trying the best we can, but we hope and pray that President Obama will listen to our cry and there will be something done. And I believe he will. I believe he will.
Yeah. Now, a dollar a day campaign, saving lives against Ebola in Liberia. If you want to assist with donations, how can folks do that again?
If you want to assist with donation, you can send it at this address, 7209 J.E.W.T. Harris Boulevard, Suite 128, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. There's contact number here you can reach, 704-493-3805. Amelia Blackett. Jerusha Blackett is 704-756-9728. Pauletta Kirby, 704-493-5324. Cheryl Williams, 704-430-2338. Or Pastor Connor, 704-202-2409. They will help you to direct you where you need to go.
And if there are folks who are not particularly interested in helping for one reason or the other, perhaps mired in their own prejudices and bigotry, because again, my heart aches for individuals who have certain types of prejudice. And I remember years ago when there was a large influx of Haitians coming to the United States, and there was some real expression of hatred and vitriol targeted toward the Haitian people. And I just don't want these issues cropping up, particularly as people are dying. If you had a message to give to the American people about the people who are suffering in Liberia and Guinea and Sierra Leone, what would that message be?
I will give one, and I will let Mrs. Williams give one. I just want the American people, because I'm part of the American people too, to have an open mind and an open heart. Look back, if it were you in need, you would need help. Think about the past, 911. We need help also. People can't help us in America. You know, life is unpredictable. Just keep an open mind. That's all we ask you. An open mind. That's all we ask you to have for us.
Absolutely. Well, Amelia Blackett, founder and CEO of Organization for Orphan Children in Liberia, and Cherry Williams, it was so nice to see you today.
Thank you.
Pleasure seeing you and coming up and talking about this issue. Ladies, I thank you. This is a very serious topic, and we hope that our listeners will be able to assist in some way.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I want to again thank Amelia Blackett, founder and CEO of CCBM Incorporated, Organization for Orphan Children in Liberia, and Cherry Williams, also of CCBM. I want to thank them for coming in to talk about the Ebola crisis affecting West Africa. If you would like to help Amelia and CCBM, by all means, give them a call at 704-493-3805. You can also visit
visit their website, www.ccbmmission.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. This show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We will talk with you next week.